Hare Krishna. Chosen limitation engenders elevation. Forced elevation, forced limitation doesn't. Chosen and forced elevations, forced limitations refer to the regulation or restriction on worldly gratification that is there in life. Some people ask that if I start practicing spiritual life, there are so many rules I have to follow and there are so many enjoyments that I have to give up. So isn't this going to limit me? Why should I limit myself like this? Why should I deprive myself of pleasure like this? Actually, the fact is, when people ask like this, why can't I enjoy unlimitedly? Why should I limit myself in my enjoyment? The simple fact is that the enjoyment is inescapably limited. It is inescapably limited for everyone. Well, even if a person chooses to be an irreligious or anti-religious, or one doesn't care for morality or whatever, still all pleasures are limited inescapably by the body's limited capacity to enjoy. Now, when they, for example, people may think that, oh, if I practice bhakti, then I have to eat this kind of food and I can't eat that kind of food. Isn't that a restriction? Even if we say that it is a kind of restriction, still the fact is that we can't live without restriction. We can't live without restriction in the sense that the body limits our capacity to eat. Even if somebody were the owner of the world's best hotel with having the best cuisines and the best chefs, still the amount of food that we can enjoy is limited. So we can never enjoy at the bodily level as much as we want to enjoy. It's just not possible. So there is a limitation anyway. Nobody can enjoy unlimitedly. So now the imagine if say there is a horse who is tied to a pole. So some people think that, oh, if there are no religious rules and regulations, then I have freedom. However, it's just that the rope becomes slightly longer. Slightly longer in the sense that even people who say that we will not follow any rules and regulations in our indulgence, still there is, even for them, there is limitation in indulgence. How long can they enjoy? It's just for all bodily gratification lasts only for a short while ultimately. So, when scripture tells us to regulate our enjoyment, they are not telling us something which is in itself going to limit the enjoyment, because enjoyment is anyway limited. We can't change that. So, but the point is, when we accept voluntarily the limitation of our enjoyment based on scripture, then scripture also guides us to elevate our consciousness from the material level to the spiritual level, where we can have substantially greater happiness, where in fact we can have eternal happiness. So the scripture doesn't deprive us of enjoyment, rather it elevates us, our consciousness, so that we can gain higher happiness. And the point of scriptural regulation, say for example, on sexual morality, the point of it is not to deprive us of happiness, but the point is to prevent our mind from being constantly obsessed by sensual pleasures and thereby give us an opportunity to turn our consciousness towards higher, nobler, better pursuits. And by those pursuits, we experience higher happiness. We get purification and we move towards liberation. That we are souls. And as souls, we can never be satisfied. Souls who long for constant happiness, we can never be satisfied by the temporary pleasures available at the bodily level. So, temporary, not just in the sense that the material body is temporary, but even within the lifespan of the body, sensual pleasures are very temporary. So, we need to rise upwards. But this upward rise happens only when we voluntarily choose regulation, we choose limitation. Forced limitation, wherein we enjoy till we try to seek, we try to seek enjoyment till whatever limits are there, till the limits of we spend all our money or we dissipate all our energy. Then, if one enjoys to that limit without accepting voluntary scriptural limitations, then the consciousness stays obsessed with those pleasures and but does not have the opportunity for elevation. But when we voluntarily accept scriptural regulation, then there is an opportunity for elevation of consciousness, and through the elevation of consciousness, there is greater satisfaction. The more we come in harmony with our spiritual nature, love and serve Krishna, the more we realize more and more unlimited happiness, in fact. And we realize this eternally, because the soul is eternal, Krishna is eternal, and their relationship also is eternal. Thank you. Hare Krishna.